Okay, let us now have a look at the function models. And what we have here is a model that is of the type function tree. And these are in fact one of the very simplest kinds of models. They just show a number of functions that or activities that should be performed. But they only list them and put them into some hierarchy. They say that we have some higher level function here called sales, and that we have a number then of sub-functions like validate order, check customer credit, and so on. But it doesn't say anything about the order in which these ones should be performed or anything about the control flow. That will be considered later on in a process model or in an EPC model. And the way of manipulating these are exactly as before. You can add new functions here. Could just add some dummy function here, down here at the bottom. And okay, I should just move it so it sits a little better like that. And then I should name it, and then I can also add a relationship to it by going here from sales to this new function like that. Then it will ask what kind of relationship we have here, and this one is that sales is a process-oriented superior of this new function that I introduced, and that would be visible like that. But these function models, they are very simple, and we should not spend more time on them now for the moment.